Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dear John Jansen at gmail.com, life advice from our own John Jansen.
Mm-hmm.
The first one comes courtesy of Stingray1222 on Twitch.
Okay.
He says, am I no longer a Michigan fan? Dear John, it goes without saying, the Wolverine season has been a major disappointment. I was so down on Michigan leading to the rivalry game against MSU. I was convinced the Spartans were going to beat the Wolverines, and I put my money where my mouth was. I bet a sizable amount on MSU outright for an emotional hedge. First time in my life, I openly rooted for MSU. I was hate watching Michigan and rooting for my bet. My buddy, who's a diehard Michigan fan, knew about the bet and said I'm no longer a Michigan fan and has given me the new nickname, Captain Sparty. Do I need to burn my Michigan gear and accept my fate as a Spartan fan?
No, you can come back. Whatever you do with your money in terms of gambling, that's your call. It has nothing to do with your fandom. That's an investment. And I know most people don't see it as an investment, and it shouldn't be seen as an investment. But yeah, we will take you back. The frustration is real. It is real everywhere. And whether it's a you bet for Michigan to lose, you bet for him to win, it doesn't matter. It's a tough year. You can find a way, you can find a path back to respectability.
Yeah, I've never understood the like the real fan never picks against their team. No, the real fan is aware of the team's flaws. A real fan is honest. The real fan knows they root for their team. But they know their team's not perfect.
And you can have bias,
yeah,
like I did at the beginning of the year. But then when reality sets in, you have to accept reality. How people accept reality is going to be very different when you're talking. Fan is short for fanatic, and you're allowed to be an emotional fanatic.
This is a coping mechanism. This is a person who deeply cares about Michigan and had into a sick, dark place because the team has brought them so much misery. Yeah. They are still a Michigan fan.
Yeah.
All right, the next one. This is about Lions gear.
Oh.
Kind of. Dear John, I'm writing you as a concerned wife. The Lions fever has taken over our house. Game days are an event, and my husband might be taking things too far. He bought jerseys for us to watch the games in, which was nice, and while a Lions helmet for decor in the living room isn't my style, I want to be supportive of something he's really excited about. Well, for my birthday last month, he bought me some Lions panties.
Oh.
A thong with the Detroit Lions logo on them. Why does he want to think about
small
the Lions
logo
when we're getting busy? How do I tell him I'm not wearing these? Oh, and there is a photo for reference.
I'm scared to look. Is this an attractive photo?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's
all right. Yeah.
No, there's nothing wrong with the photo.
It's just okay, the photo to the link of,
yes.
Where they were purchased.
I believe the top picture is probably the photo of the thong that he bought.
Yeah.
The others are bathing suits.
Yeah, I'd need to see the other side.
John.
I totally approve. No, I'm just kidding. So is he going too far? All right, I'm guessing this isn't game day attire in regards to the only thing you're wearing. I mean, if that's the case, wow, that's a great way to watch a game. But you're not watching it with the kids at that point. So, the helmet decor.
Yes.
It's only coming out for game time, right?
Right.
So it's not going to be there all week long.
It could be there all week long.
Well, it could be, but I wouldn't imagine that. Oh.
It could be.
Oh. Maybe is your house decorated all Lions?
I got him a Lions helmet for his birthday. So there. This is not from me.
I was going to say, is this Colin?
My birthday was last month. So there is a Lions, but it's sitting in the theater area, not in the living room. So, okay. But it's out. It's out always.
But theater is for viewing.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the topic here, though. You got away from. Okay. Turn on, turn off. Irrelevant if your wife wore these. Clear it's a turn on for this guy.
Well, sure. He bought it for her.
And it sounds like it's a turn off for her.
Lions hotness.
Okay, but I don't get why it's a turn off. I mean, if Colin fetish. Bought me Lions underwear, I would be like, awesome, thank you. Like, what's wrong with this? Like, I don't think it went too far.
I don't necessarily see there's anything too far with this because you're going to have clothes on top. So it's not like you're saying, here's your game day attire. That's why I brought that up. Like,
but apparently, though, she thinks, obviously, the clothes on top are eventually going to come off and he's going to want to see the Lions logo when things are
Let's go.
It's
steamy. It's lingerie, by the way. This isn't like this is Lions lingerie. Right, that's the way it's branded.
The very photos are not like lingerie. Doesn't Lions leather.
Very uncomfortable.
The photo is just like an everyday pair of underwear. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like to me. Lingerie is going to be much
like lace,
lacy, and less material.
I can't believe you're making me look at this smut.
Oh dear.
This next one. No one likes a one-upper. Dear John, Jim's 15-2 Lions take made me remember how much I hate one-uppers, especially this time of year. Mm. I'm the middle of three kids. We all have grown up and have our own careers. When we get together for the holidays, our youngest sibling always goes over our agreed spending limit. For context, we usually budget about $100 a person. Last year, he got us Bose headphones, three times that price. He's gotten us Yeti coolers in the past. He really likes giving gifts, but it makes us look cheap. The holidays are expensive enough as is. How do we address it with him?
I don't necessarily know that you do. I mean, I don't want to take away the gift giving and the excitement that he has. And if he's only doing up to make you feel bad because you're not spending as much as he is, then there's an issue. But I mean, it's kind of the younger sibling thing, right? They're always trying to overcompensate for something.
Yeah, I feel like this always happens in the family. There's always one person that either goes like above and beyond because we do kind of a gift exchange in our family too, and we set a price point. And there's always somebody who goes, I think, a little bit over, but I don't think they're doing it to be like, look at you, I'm beating you. I've got you a better gift. I think that they just like gift giving and they kind of just get into things and go overboard.
The only time the one-upper becomes annoying and just like stop talking is when every time you tell a story, like an organic story, hey, this just happened to me. And then they got to tell you something that is just a little bit more than, oh, well, this happened to me and it was a little bit worse, or this happened to me and it was a little bit better.
Amen.
Every time.
Yeah, the one-upping storyteller guy is one of the most annoying people on the planet.
Right. But if it's in terms of like, hey, the gift giving, then so be it. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, I was going to say, enjoy it.
Yeah, you stick to the limit, then
you're fine. Yeah. If someone goes above, that's their choice. They can't hold it against you. And it doesn't sound like this younger sibling is holding it against them. Time for one more.
All right. Thanksgiving my way. Dear John, I'm hosting Thanksgiving this year for the first time. It's my wife and I with our two teenage daughters, my older brother, plus my sister-in-law, mom and dad, and grandma and grandpa. Our daughters don't really like Thanksgiving Day food, and my wife thinks we should do something a little different. She pitched the idea of doing homemade lasagna with like this fresh antipasto salad and bruschetta. She offered to make pumpkin tiramisu, which sounds phenomenal. I'm not sure how this will go over with my traditional family. John, I know you like tradition, but happy wife and kids, happy life. Any advice?
Yeah. If we're not having turkey, we're having lasagna. Me and the rest of the family is going to go find somewhere else to go have Thanksgiving dinner. Enjoy it with the girls, the kids, whatever, whoever they are. If they don't like it, the kids don't like it, you can make that on the side for them. But that's up to you. If you want to add more, there's already enough going on at Thanksgiving dinner. Like that is chaos in the house. But no, that's not happening.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not at all. It's not even a consideration.
You don't like Thanksgiving
food. I don't love Thanksgiving. I don't love the food, but there is enough Thanksgiving Day food that I can find something I do enjoy. Or guess what? I bring what I like to the party. So we typically don't host. So I have that luxury of like, I'm going to make whatever, the salad or whatever it is I'm bringing. I make it the way I like it. Right. And then I can eat that along with all the other things. Sure. There's always stuff you can eat on the side.
Yeah, there's plenty of options for Thanksgiving.
The sides are the best part of Thanksgiving.
I think so.
To me, anyway. Whoa. The mashed potatoes, the stuffing, if you do a mac and cheese.
Whoa. You're cooking your turkey wrong. You're doing it wrong.
Can we acknowledge turkey is not that good? It's not. It's fine. It's not that good.
It says the guy who's never stepped foot in Michigan until he was hired here. Like, I don't know where you're from.
You think turkey's the star of Thanksgiving?
I think everything else is called sides for a reason. The main dish is turkey. Now, it's made better by the sides, and you can complement it with the sides, but the turkey, if you don't like your turkey, then you're cooking it wrong. There's
Bingo.
So many different ways that you can do it.
Yeah,
who
it's
cooks the
cook.
Turkey at your house?
Well, we don't host.
You're getting catered, right?
I know, but who's making it?
My parents, my mom.
Well,
Mom? Sorry. So I don't mean to diss your mom. In fact, I think her turkey would probably be delicious. I think there's just something wrong with you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you could deep fry it. You could do it traditionally in the oven. John. You can inject it. You can smoke it.
You can bacon wrap it.
Oh, my goodness. You could do so many things.
I've had good turkey, bad turkey. I know the difference. All turkey, though, still secondary to the highlight of Thanksgiving, which is the sides.
Pumpkin pie.
Sure.
But
by the way, the pumpkin tiramisu, that sounded really good.
That would be really good.
Compliment the pumpkin pie with a little pumpkin tiramisu. I'm all for it. Yeah, add all of those.
Just add everything on top of the traditional food.
So you're saying add the lasagna too.
If they want it.
The rest of it. But you can't do it without.
Well, you can't go without turkey at Thanksgiving. No. There's no option.
Things don't have to look a certain way.
Well, for John, they do.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving must for John.
Yeah.
There'll be no deviation.
Okay. You can have a side of steak with your turkey.
And then we're watching the Lions at 12:30, damn it.
I just can't imagine.
I can't believe Greg doesn't think turkey has to be there. That's one of your most shocking opinions ever. And it lends me to think, I think I finally figured out who you voted for.
Oh, boy.
Okay. That is Dear John.
Boy.
The responses await. It's 97.1.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.